Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
I call BS.
All right, let's have a look at I Call BS. This is where we give you the opportunity to get something off your chest. Now,
we
might
go back
be footy
2 years or something.
Well, I don't know what happened there.
We're just going to pretend that didn't
problem
happen.
With the, yeah, well, that's what you do. You just play to the whistle. If right. something goes wrong, you just play to the whistle.
Oh, okay.
And you've just blown the whistle, so now we've got to stop and start again.
Well, sorry, mate.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Let's send that upstairs and have a look.
Pardon?
We might have to send that up to the bunker and have a look.
Well, boys, what do you want to call BS on? This is you can get something off your chest here. It doesn't have to be rugby league related.
No, I want to call BS on the AFL.
Okay,
actually,
good.
Yeah, well, this week the AFL announced that they're taking the grand final to Brisbane. They've spent a lot of money in the area to try and promote the game up there. I still don't think it's really ever going to take over rugby league. But most of all, I just want to point out, I just think, like the Gold Coast up there are currently Queensland's best team, coming 13th. The Cowboys are 14th.
Yep.
The Broncos are 15th. Mm. And then this week the AFL announces that they're going to put the grand final in Brisbane. I think Queenslanders have suffered enough. I just really believe that this was just a step too far.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, that's good.
So honestly, don't worry about your team running 13th, 14th, or 15th. You've got the AFL grand final now. So I just think they just had no class this week. The AFL, they should have just left Queenslanders out of their misery.
I don't get it. Like everybody asked me because I was on the Matty John show. Oh, mate, it's really big news. I'm not being rude. I didn't hear of it that much. Like, it wasn't massive here. It didn't dominate the papers. It didn't dominate the radio that I listened to on Triple M. And I know, but we're everybody's station. So the point is, I think it's a COVID-safe event. They can't have the big parade, so there's not going to be all those big fanfare lunches. The players can't go out and get the schools and promote it and take the trophy around. So it's a game that's only going to be on TV. And, you know, unless there's a Brisbane side or the Gold Coast Suns or the Brisbane Lions in it, we're really not going to get behind it anyway. Everybody loves a winner, but we're not going to get behind it anyway. If there's two Melbourne teams here, they would have been better off. I think Adelaide offered them $30 million to take it there, or Perth. People that have turned up every week and driven to go watch the game, I think we lose that as our game. You've got to reward the people that turn up.
All right.
To support your game. It'd be like us taking the NRL Grand Final this year to Perth. Well, I'd be filthy if it didn't go to Townsville and come here.
It's a poor decision. Yes. It makes you shake your head.
They've gone there strategically, okay, but they won't be able to benefit the strategy because they won't be able to get out and have all the events around the Grand Final with all the COVID at the moment. And as Gordy pointed out, they've knocked back $30 million from the Adelaide government to take it there. They're already $30 million in the hole.
The other problem with that strategy is, Kenty, while they were all trying to make a bit of fanfare and a bit of a parade around the announcement, I think a couple of blokes jumped out of the bubble and ended up going and making headlines down at the Gold Coast. And so that was all dominating the headlines and the news. That was all everybody was talking about, more than the fact that the AFL Grand Final was going to be in Brisbane.
Those two palookas. Gordy, would you like to call BS?
I normally stay out of other people's sport, but the Jeff Rushton. The guy that trained Jeff Horner, I think Jeff Horn put him on the map. He had that famous fight with Pacquiao. And, you know, as I said, every time I've gone to an event and someone's asked Jeff Horn for an autograph or a photo, he's jumped up and jumped beside him. And then he sort of threw him under the bus today. He said that he fought with no heart and, you know, he's not hungry and anything like that. And I just think, you know, someone that's been so close to him, when he said that, you know, that I've got a great relationship, no one cares for him as much as his family and I do, and you know, I think it's poor taste. I think he's come under the pump from his decisions in the corner to make him try to keep on fighting on and not knowing he's fighter, and now he's saying that weeks out he thought that he had lost his hunger. Well, that's your job as a coach to realise that and try to inspire him. And if you can't do it before the fight, you don't throw your best fighter and the guy that's made you famous under the bus after it, I believe.
Yeah, well, look, if you can't motivate him, you shouldn't be putting him in the ring. And quite clearly, in hindsight, he shouldn't have put him in the ring. So
it's not just this fight either, is it? I mean, you blokes both know your boxing. You can go back over the last three or four fights where, you know, Jeff Horn's too brave for his own good a lot of the time. Yeah. He's never going to want to throw the towel in, but that's
I'm never
going to
bag Jeff Horn, mate. The way he goes out there and fights, he's a great fellow. You meet him. He's, yeah, absolutely. But as I said last week, I think I read in an article, you've got to save some people from themselves.
Mm. Yep. Right? Yeah, well said, Gordy.
And he didn't save him from himself. He's never going to quit. There's no quitting Jeff Horn. Mm. Right? He's a guy that goes out there and he squeezes everything out of himself. And, you know, he had those two fights with Zarafa, and it was a lucky punch in the ninth that sort of turned that fight around. But he was going to lose to Michael Zarafa twice, you know, and Crawford. So I think since Pacquiao, he hasn't improved. I thought that he should have went to another coach. And this article proves that.
Yeah, well
said.
That if
he wants to fight on, go find somebody else that cares about you.
A couple of very high-level I call BSs have come through off the back fence, as you like to say, Hoops. Triceps, do you have an I call BS?
I'm going to call BS on the West Tigers and their handling of the Benji Marshall saga. So Benji's been a club legend for the West Tigers almost his entire career now. He won a premiership with them in 2005. Everybody remembers that flick pass. It's still talked about today and inspired a generation of kids to want to be like Benji Marshall. And if there's one player who deserved the respect of being able to go out on his own terms, well, Benji's earned that right. And I think the people who are in charge at the Tigers, the way that they've dropped the ball in relation to this, and you know, I like a lot of the people who are in charge at that club, but I think this is one that they got hopelessly wrong. Because you can't go treating ornaments of the club like that. And Benji should have been allowed to go out on his own terms. He should have been allowed to announce when he was going to retire. He shouldn't have found out through the media. Mm. Further to that, there's a couple of people trying to drive this narrative that Michael Maguire's lost the dressing room and everybody's off him and that he's not going to survive there as a head coach. That's completely false and inaccurate. There are a couple of players who Madge does butt heads with at times, but you've only got to look at the way that they fought their way back into proceedings at Brookvale, which is a really tough joint to go and win games at yesterday afternoon, evening, to see that clearly Madge hasn't lost all the dressing room at all. In fact, I'd argue you look at the improvement in players like David Nofaluma, Alex Twoll, those types, Josh Alloye, he's improving that club, and he is the coach that can get them where they want to finally go.
Just on your point too, Hoops, about the way Benji was treated this week, finding out that the club was no longer interested in him through the media, and I think it's not a stretch at all to say that Benji is the greatest player in the West Tigers club since the joint venture came together. Other players look at the way champions are treated at clubs and the senior players are treated at clubs. And that's one of the things that people note about the Roosters, how well-regarded the senior players, how well-respected they are, how well-treated they are, and how the club has an interest in them beyond their final season. And for the Tigers to handle Benji the way they have this week is really going to reflect poorly on the club, and it's going to reflect poorly around the game, and other players will look at that and think, well, here's a guy, nobody's done more to put West Tigers on the map than Benji Marshall, and this is how he was treated.
Do we think, boys, that well, Hoops, you're probably closest to this, do we think Benji will pick up a side? Do you think he'll play on?
I reckon it's too early to say at this stage, Anthony. Perhaps the injury to Kieran Foran yesterday could well prove an element of all of that puzzle as well, because we think Kieran, having torn a pec, he's off contract, but he's now in all likelihood going to be ruled out for a number of months. So that may mean other sides have got their eyes open and on the lookout. But at this stage, I think Benji's just focusing on the immediate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Look, there is a bit of a whisper that the Dogs were interested in him.
Okay.
Yeah, his brother's there, and I think they're going to be. I don't think anyone would argue that a senior playmaker be wasted going to Canterbury. Like, they're desperate for people like him there.
And congratulations to the West Tigers. They showed a lot of courage to come back and beat Manly last night. It's a good, entertaining game. We do this thanks to our friends at Bryden's Lawyers.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.